Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Well, you know, I'm not sure that this is serving a purpose, but I promised it. So I'll go ahead and do it. This is a follow-up to the Tall Biden episode, where I went ahead and proved it mathematically. And I said that, well, you know what, I guess I'll share. I could just as well share it if I had like a WordPress or a Substack, but I just haven't started that. And so what I said I'd do is share what images I used. And, you know, the thing is, in my description in the big episode that was like 47 minutes, I think it was the Scales of Truth 100. So that was a nice little, you know, moment of progress for me, moment of achievement. I had not hit 100 Scales of Truth. So now between all the episodes, Quick Rants of Truth and stuff, I had something like 240. But my Scales of Truth hit three digits. Anyway, during that, I said, hey, I'll share this. But then in the description, I end up sharing the links to all eight photos. So remember, I took the regular overly tall Rose Garden Joe Biden and just took screenshots of the video and took the proportions off of that. But then I had 1 through 8 in a parenthetical in the description. And that description is very, you know, packed with detail, by the way. But it's not the particular, you know, number of pixels that I found. And so again, then what I'm going to tell you is what these pictures are. And from there, I will go ahead and tell you what the pixel count was I had, and you can compare. Now, remember, if you do your own pixel count, you just have to decide what is your process to measure the shoulder width. Is it to the seam, or is it, you know, as far out as the, you know, the widest part of the deltoid? That could go out, though. If he's moving his arm out, you want to make sure his arm straight down, then that could be consistent. That's why top of shoulders is going to be more consistent if the guy is looking straight forward. So anyway, I guess we'll go ahead and say where I got these videos, rather where I got these photos, even though we did put the links up. And right after I do that, I'll tell you what my suit, what my various measurements were, and you can compare against them. I'll do it even though I'll probably go ahead and put it in the description. But the first one, let's see here, came from cityping.com/photo/6401/, and all these, I'm just going to name these 8 in a row, and then after I name the 8 in the row, I'll give you very, very quickly the measurements that go along with them. So I'll first give you the links 8 in a row. Again, you can find them over on the other description. It's only as links, I just added a link to the number 1 for the first photo and so on. So again, the second part, it's got dashes in between words, so I'm not going to say all the dashes. So again, www.citypng.com/photo/6401/, and then a bunch of words with dashes in between. HD Joe Biden standing full body President of United States PNG. That's the first one. And this has got a transparency behind it. He's walking on a line a little to the right of coming straight towards the camera, a little bit to his right. His smile is probably open mouth. Well, the second one, shutterstock.com/photos/21602043/display_1500/, and there's dashes between all of these, stock photo PM at the quad leaders family photo in Tokyo, Japan, on May 21602043/JPG. This is with the quad leaders, which is Japan, Australia, India, US. He's standing on stage waving with his right hand high, a smile, teeth maybe touching, but maybe slightly apart. So I did have to make that guess as far as head height, looking straight ahead. The next one, shutterstock.com/photos/23842583/display_1500/, a bunch of words with dashes in between. I'm just going to say the words. Stock, photo, Vilnius, Lithuania, TH, July, G, leaders, event, to, announce, A, joint declaration of support, to, then numbers, 2384258329.jpg. So this is a NATO event in Vilnius, Lithuania. He's standing still on the stage. His hands were clasped together in the front, looking slightly to his left. Open mouth smile, but probably teeth touching or very close. Next one, upload.wikimedia.org/wikipedia/commons/0/0f, as in Frank, slash P as in Peter, 202-111-01-AS-0357_(518-46489-866).jpg. He's standing on stage. He's leaning to his left toward another leader, but his left leg is not bent. Tilted torso, open mouth, smile with jaw a little open. The next one, c7.alamy, that's ALAMY.com/comp, like the first part of computer, COMP, /2G3119H/, these are all a bunch of words with dashes in between. I'm not going to say the dashes. Queen Elizabeth II. Center, spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, with U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden in the Grand Corridor during their visit to Windsor Castle in Berkshire. Picture, date, Sunday, June 13, 2021. 2G3119H.jpg. Next one, C7.alamy, that's ALAMY.com/comp, like the first four letters of computer, /HCJ0TW/, bunch of words with dashes in between. I'm only going to say the words. Ottawa, Canada. 9th DEC, like December, 2016, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, I, is greeted HCJ0TW.JPG. This here, on this one, he's walking with Justin Castro of Canada. Right foot is stepping forward, looking to his right. Next one, c7.alamy.com/comp/2f1x7g3/, a bunch of words with dashes in between. I'm not going to say the dashes. President Joe Biden walks along the colonnade of the White House Tuesday, Feb, as in February, 2/3/2021, to the Oval Office, 2F1X7G3.jpg. Yes, he's in the colonnade. He's looking to his left toward the garden. His right foot is stepping forward. Next one, m.media-amazon.com/images/, I think it's an L as opposed to a 1. I think it's a lowercase L. /51dy0yg7gkl. For some reason, the last two letters are capitalized. I don't know that that makes a difference, but maybe it does. .jpg. This is an older pic, hands in pocket, showing teeth, mouth is slightly open, it seems. So I think that's the eighth one. It is. So from there, then we're at about 10:02. We will go through the measurements. So what I'm going to do to make this quicker is that I'll say maybe some abbreviation of the first what picture I'm on. And then I'm going to go four measurements or five measurements. The first one's going to be suit shoulder seam width. Remember, I didn't standardize the size of these photos. I want you to be able to pull down as they are and you can verify. Another way you could do this, though, is to stretch without skewing. Stretch the photos. Grab a corner. Make them all close to the same size. If you did that, you have more pixels to work with as you're measuring the head height and the only partial head height. And then maybe the partial head height becomes more useful, because if you only have, you know, 30 pixels of partial head height or less, then whether or not it's you're calling it 30 or 29 or 28 or 31 makes a bigger difference than if you have 120, right? And you can go down to just 119 or up to 121 in pixels. So you could standardize these and skew them closer to the same total height and then do it from there. But then I'd rather just tell you what these pixels were as I pulled them straight from the internet. And so for the first one, again, it's going to be suit shoulder seam width, square width of suit shoulders. So that's the second one. Top of shoes to top of head, then head height, and then bottom of nose to top of head. So those are going to be the five. Go ahead and pause and take note. You can fill in your spreadsheet that way or whatever, just your table if you'd like, and you could do the math off of it later. So pause and listen to that. There are five measurements for each one. Now for the first photo, the measurements are as follows. 170, 183, those are the two shoulder widths, 658, 94, 63. The second photo, 185, 201, 747, 107, 65. The third photo, 84, 90, 335, 50, and 35. The fourth photo, 360, 385, 1430, 207, 151. Am I on the fourth one? 178, 187, 712, 109, and 77. Next one, 180, 195, 693, 106, 75. Next one, I believe this is a six, but I'm not 100% sure. 132, 142, 497, 74, 54. I guess that was a seventh one. So the eighth one, 300, 321, 1130, 173, and 125. So there are your numbers from which you can then derive your ratios. Again, all four ratios end up being the numerator is the top of shoes to top of head. You don't have to use that. That's just what I picked. You know, maybe you want to go top of shoes to top of shoulders, you know, to the corner of the shoulders. It's not going to be as big of a number, so it might be slightly less precise, but it might be as easy or easier than top of head. So while I'm here, now I just took random screenshots from the Tall Biden video, but for what it's worth, they're all four shots from, this isn't going to work, but it'll give you the ratio. I don't know that that'll really help. What I did was skew those because those were going to be way too small coming off the full video screen. So I did pull those larger. I can tell you that what I pulled them to for four out of the five was his height from the top of shoes to the top of head being in the range of 720 or about 700, I'm sorry, about 720 to about 750 pixels. And so I went with that. And they don't have to be the same because, again, it's the ratio. You can make them about the same size. The consistency, the uniformity is within each picture itself. That's why you're working the ratio instead of having to standardize all the photos. You could standardize all the photos, but that would take a little doing. I did that visually, but not with this. So for what it's worth, not that it matters a whole lot because I'm not sure it's going to work in this way, take four or five of those photos where he's come around the last column, he's come toward the front of the steps, and his shoulders are most, you're trying to get to where the shoulders are the most faced toward you. And just take three or four or five like I did, and that way no one can say you pick the one where he seems the tallest, right? And just take those from there. These are just five different screen caps. I initially caught a screen cap that I blew up bigger and I saved as an image, but you don't need the fifth one. I'll just tell you, you're going to find that it's in these ranges. So again, this is suit shoulder seam width and square width of suit shoulders and top of shoes to top of head, then head height, and then bottom of nose to top of head. So for instance, one screen cap, I had 167, 183, 728, 96, 61. Second one, 173, 187, 737, 97, 63. Third one, 173 again, 182, 727, 94, 59. Fourth one, 176, 188, 740, 95, 59. And I had a fifth one, and again, I'm getting the ratios out of this, and then I took the average ratio. And remember what I explained sometimes was, you know, smallest tall Biden versus tallest regular Joe Biden, just so we could see the, you know, the consistency of how far removed tall Joe Biden was from regular Joe Biden, even in the most extreme case. But you would take the average of the ratios. That should be the basis of what you have. So, for instance, among my, I took one bigger picture I had earlier before I decided to do four or five, you know, add another four. And those ratios were, or rather numbers were 386, 417, 1697, 214, 145. And so, yeah, he's got to be coming, he's coming around the last column. He stood toward the front of the audience. He's standing. And those are the photos you try to get. So, for instance, then, of those five photos, when I went height to shoulder seam, the minimum ratio was 4.2045 of the height to the shoulder seam width. And the maximum was 4.396. So between 4.20 and 4.40. So that's not bad, right? Because 0.2 is only 1/20th of if it was 4. So it's a little bit less than 1/20th of, you know, so it's 19/20th right. It's a little bit less than 1/20th since the maximum number is over 4, right? So all those were within 5% of each other, and so on and so forth. But again, just figure out the ratios from there. You can just use your Excel. You could do a calculator, but Excel's just easier. So those are the numbers I have. I hope that helps you out so you can recreate it too. Again, I just, you know, since I don't have a Substack, just recreate the numbers. I mean, you're going to find that these are very similar. When I first pulled the visual photos just to check against myself, I didn't keep all of the links. They were different photos. And again, all you do is try to make the shoulders the same height, the same width. And then you can use that as your basis. Make the skewed or non-skewed stretches. What I did was make a rectangle the width that I wanted, maybe the shoulder seam width. And when I did that, I could skew up. Then the width of the photo itself was the width of the shoulder seam. And from there, I could take a program like Paint 3G, and it will say, hey, change canvas size. And then it'll say, you know, change entire canvas in the same ratio, keep the ratio. And so then all I had to do was go to a standard size. This is not what I did with a spreadsheet, but what I did visually, this is what you could do, is you crop the photo down to the width that you're trying to get. You know, say the shoulder seam width, or the shoulder width, whatever you think is a good standard. You could even crop it down, but it's going to be a little bit harder, to the same head height, right? But shoulder seam width is a good one. And crop that the photo to, so the edges are right at that. And then when you try to resize the photo, you're looking at the width. And now if you're looking at the width, you're saying, how am I going to make these standard? And so when you make them standard, you go, what do I want this width to now be? You say, keep the proportions, you know, resize the image with the canvas. And it, you go, let's say 400 width. You make all of them 400 width. This is a pretty good guess. And you're not going to be perfect on your seam width, but you're going to be close. After you do that, now you have all of them in generally the same scale. And then you set them next to each other on a horizontal line. You could even go top of head if you wanted, but that would be a little less dramatic because it's the opposite of the way you think of height. You could put top of head, you know, being even, just make a horizontal line. But instead, make that top of shoe being on the same horizontal line, right? And then top of shoe being on the same horizontal line, you'll see the difference in height. And you'll see that, you know, regular Joe, if I remember, I do have it saved, but if I remember, if you did it that way, so you're on the same scale visually, then you would see that, you know, regular Joe comes to about the eyes of tall Joe, which again goes back to, you know, top of head's about 4 inches tall or so, you know, to tall Joe being, you know, 4 to 6 inches taller. And that's what we got when we did our math. Again, the only weird thing is we know the head is not the same head. And so the head is a different, it's not the perfect reference, but you don't have anything else to go with, right? You got nothing else. And so we realize that probably tall Joe's head is a little bit smaller, but it's the best we can do. Tall Joe's shoulders might be a little bit less broad. Not all tall guys have broad shoulders. Someone who's 6 foot six can have broader shoulders than someone who's 6 foot. I'm sorry, someone who's 6 foot can have taller, wider shoulders than someone who's 6 foot six. And then that would skew it slightly, but that makes the point. If he seems overly, like, how does this have this? How do you have this guy is 6 foot seven? Is that right? I mean, he seemed tall, but is he 6 foot seven or 6 foot eight? Well, the reason it's skewed and it seems that much taller is because it isn't the same head height because it's not the same head. And it isn't the same shoulder width because it's not the same shoulders. But the best you can do is guess against the same shoulders, which is supposed to be a given and a constant. All right, guys, that's what I have for you. Hope that makes sense as to trying to recreate this. And again, you can just like, when you pull your numbers, you don't have to do the exact same. Like what I did on, if you will, the caliper shoulder width was go, okay, just below the seam, the shoulders are a little wider. I didn't try to go all the way down the deltoid and all the way down the arm because again, if he's moving or flaring his arms out, if you go too far down, those widths start changing drastically. Now, if his arms are straight down, it doesn't matter. But, you know, as soon as you start pulling your elbows out, if you go about 2 inches down the deltoid, it's vastly different in what that width would be. So that's why make sure you're consistent and it makes sense. If you pick the caliper width, if you will, of the shoulders, decide how you're going to apply that. And then apply that evenly across all of your photos. And then again, you're going to average. You're going to do your best, but that is why you average. So you can compare your numbers on those exact same photos if you'd like. And go, okay, Tyson wasn't lying. He didn't cherry pick, right? And go find some other photos. It's just, you know, you the internet sucks, okay? And thanks to Google going, I know what you really meant. You want to buy something. No, I didn't. Didn't say I wanted to buy something. That's why I didn't put any words about buying things. If you could maybe give me full body, head to toe, Joe Biden standing, that would be stupendous. You say you like Joe Biden. Here's a headshot of him. Don't want a headshot. What? A full body. That's why I put full body. See, that's why I put head to toe. You say you like President Joe Biden. A, I didn't say that because I effing definitely don't. B, I put full body, head to toe, standing, full body, front photo, standing. You say you like the standing president. Well, that might be the most accurate thing you said all day. He's the standing president. He's not the real president. So it's hard to find these photos sometimes. So I picked what I picked. Like I said, when I did the graphic one, I didn't save the links. I'm like, I'm just going to pull different ones. I'll be very consistent with saving the links, using the exact same photo to measure from instead of stretching it out in the same proportions and doing it that way, because it'll be easier for someone else to duplicate and check my math. But as long as you get your process right, you can do whatever you want there. Just don't skew the photo, right? And again, if you see that all my regular Bidens are around a very specific ratio, and then my tall Joe Biden entirely leaves that ratio, then that's what you're looking for. And especially if you can find that any of your tall Joe Biden ratios are far removed from the top of the regular Joe Biden ratio. So, for instance, and again, I'm treading some old ground here, but just, you know, maybe you feel like doing this and it helps you explain what's going on. The smallest Joe Biden on my first ratio, I don't think this is, you know, I'm going to go largest to smallest. On my first ratio, all of the tallest, this is another one, all of the biggest ratios of height to shoulder seam. And remember, this ratio is exactly proportional to height. Actually, it's slightly off because remember, I didn't add shoe height. So 3.75 inches of at least 72 inches. So it's ever so slightly not perfectly proportional. But for the most part, it's proportional to height. And so if something is 10% higher, the guy's close to 10% taller. But if every single one of your tall Joe Biden ratios are the five highest ratios, hello? And then if there's a gap, and there is. So the lowest tall Joe Biden ratio is 4.202. And the highest regular Joe Biden is only 4.03. And then down from there. So every single one is at least, I'm not going to figure it out. I'm just like, that's your big gap. It was 4.16, 4.037. It was more than that, all the way up to 4.2023. The next one, 4.20, 4.26, 4.35. The highest tall Joe Biden was 4.03. And that's the biggest gap. That's 17 hundredths there. And then within short Joe Biden, you got one that's from 4 to only 3.988. And then the next one is 3.97. So that's two different entries within 3/100ths of each other, right? And then the next one is 3.87. So four entries between, four entries between 13/100ths of each other. And then five entries between 15/100ths of each other. And then six entries within 24/100ths of each other. So it took six entries to get as far removed. As the tallest one was removed from the very first tall Joe Biden one. So that's what you're looking for, the significant difference. If you want to do your statistical analysis, like I said, I've never been a statistical analysis guy. I get the concept, you know, that based on the number of, it's very obvious, right? Right? Like the more entries you have, the lesser difference you have to have to get it to have a statistically significant difference. So if you wanted to do 30 of these pictures, you could, but there's only so many pictures you could take of tall Joe Biden. Right. And you could add the regular Joe Bidens, I guess. And then it might be, well, what's the likelihood that this one is this far removed if it's the same one? Well, there's a very low likelihood. And so, for instance, on the second ratio, you've got, let me go shortest to highest to lowest here. If, again, tall Joe Biden is on all four measurements, the top five photos, the top five ratios, and then you're far removed as soon as you get to the tallest non-suspicious Joe Biden, there you go. So we have tall Joe Biden ranging from 4.069, so 4.07, give or take, down to 3.936. So 3.94 to 4.07. We're talking 14/100ths. And then you have removed by 13/100ths from the bottom of that range. So almost just as big as the tall whole range is a separation from that range down to regular Joe Biden. That is significant. And then from there, you have from 3.5 up to, give me a second, 3.80. So 0.3 difference. So that's the type of thing you're looking for. Good luck kind of, honestly, you don't have to duplicate it, but just check my math. You know, whatever you come up with, check your math, check my math, see how significant of a difference you get. I would just throw out the fourth one. Like I said, it was not helpful when I said, well, since I have to guess whether his mouth is open a little bit or not, maybe I throw the fourth vertical measure in, which is, I'm sorry, the fourth measure in, which is the vertical length from height, from bottom of nose to top of head, because thinking that's more of a given because you can't open and spread anything between the bottom of your nose to top of your head. But really, it was so approximate. If you don't make the photo much, much bigger, as to be mostly worthless. And again, I think part of it, that was because tall Joe's head is probably just smaller. And that would make sense because when we check against head height, we see that, as you start to use his head height and you assume that those heads are the same height, you got the third measurement, which is based on head height, not shoulder width. The guess is averages to averages that he's 6'10". Well, that guy's not 6'10". He's just pretty tall. You know, it's because the heads are a different height, a different size. And then once you go to bottom of nose to top of head, it's different yet, and it's just useless at that small picture size. Okay, guys, that's what I got for you. Maybe I'll put these pictures in the description anyway, but I just want to go verbally through it for you guys who wanted to do the homework. All right, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. Catch me on Comology 411 as well, and I will see you next time.